from KQED.
So, this happened yesterday.
So here's my message to Mayor Schaaf.
The Attorney General for the United States called out the Mayor of Oakland.
How dare you? How dare you needlessly endanger the lives of our law enforcement officers to promote a radical open borders agenda?
Jeff Sessions was in Sacramento speaking at a California law enforcement conference. It was just a day after he filed a lawsuit against the state, which said immigration officers can't do their jobs. The Trump administration is really hating on California's sanctuary state laws. But Sessions singled out Oakland.
Her actions support those who flout the law and boldly validates illegality. There's no other way to interpret those remarks.
Today, how Oakland became a defender of sanctuary policies across the state. I'm Devin Kadiyama. Welcome to The Bay. Okay. Hey, Robert.
Yes.
All right. We are connected. Robert Gammon is the news editor and a columnist for the East Bay Express. He's followed immigration issues in Oakland for a while. And I called him up because I wanted to know when things started to get real between Oakland and federal immigration agents.
On August 16th is when this relationship between the city of Oakland and ICE and HSI really changed.
August 16th of last year. That's when the Federal Homeland Security Investigations Unit, or HSI, reached out to the Oakland Police Department to get help on an investigation it was working on.
Well, at that time, Oakland Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick agreed to provide traffic control to this HSI operation.
Oakland Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick says she agreed to help because federal investigators told her it was a criminal investigation into human trafficking involving juveniles.
But Oakland thought it was an anti-human trafficking investigation. And at the time, Oakland's sanctuary policy allowed the city to help the agency as long as it was a criminal investigation.
But in the weeks after, we discovered that it wasn't actually a criminal investigation, or if it was, they never found anything. And the only person arrested, the only thing that ever happened, was someone for being here illegally, an undocumented person.
Oakland police told us as a sanctuary city, they would not have participated at all if the raid were an immigration or deportation action by the federal government.
At first, the Oakland Police Department was kind of, and especially Oakland Police Chief Kirkpatrick, was kind of steadfast in this idea that this was a legitimate criminal investigation involving HSI.
He told me that it was a long-standing criminal investigation, and the target involved a janitorial business.
And Libby Schaaf kind of backed that up. She said that she was shown the warrant that was involved in this investigation. She became convinced that it was a legitimate investigation.
In the weeks that followed, it turned out that nothing came out of the criminal operation on human trafficking.
The Express, I did an investigation of kind of looking through court records and found that HSI and the U.S. Department of Justice have never once in the last 10 years prosecuted successfully a human trafficking case in Oakland.
Did they say they felt lied to?
Over time, the city council and the mayor came to that conclusion.
It is so disingenuous to get up here and act like we're stupid. Because that's what we would have to believe that was just presented.
So what does Mayor Libby Schaaf say after it becomes clear that there was no human trafficking in that specific incident?
In late November, she said in an interview with me in the East Bay Express that she would support any effort to cut off all ties with HSI and ICE, in which that would ban the police department from helping them in any way.
The city council passed a resolution back in January that says no city employee can help immigration agents during a raid in any way. Mayor Libby Schaaf says she's willing to go to jail to defend her city's sanctuary policy.
And the fact that the federal government is suggesting that it is actively retaliating against jurisdictions that are exercising their right to have sanctuary policies, that is what is illegal.
So you're ready to go to jail over this?
Yes.
Then on February 24th, she sends a press release on a Saturday, warning of imminent ICE raids.
Oakland's Mayor Libby Schaaf issued this warning late tonight, stating multiple credible sources have told...
The following week, 232 undocumented immigrants are arrested. ICE blames Schaaf, saying they could have arrested a lot more. She takes on a lot of criticism, even from the U.S. Attorney General.
ICE will now have to pursue by other means, with more difficulty in dangerous situations, all because of one irresponsible action.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions coming out and saying what he said this week puts Oakland in this really interesting position. What do you think the comments by Sessions does to the city of Oakland?
Well, politically, it's the best thing that ever happened to Libby Schaaf. I mean, this is Oakland. This is a very liberal town. And, you know, Donald Trump only got 4% of the vote in 2016 in Oakland.
Yeah.
And so anytime you have a Trump administration official, the Trump administration, you know, calling out a local mayor, local politician in Oakland, it's the best thing that could have happened to them. I mean, I don't think Libby Schaaf, you know, did what she did for that reason. I honestly don't. I wrote a column this week where I kind of called it her Gavin Newsom moment. When Gavin Newsom decided to conduct same-sex marriages in San Francisco, at that time he was kind of considered, you know, a moderate San Francisco politician, maybe who was a little bit too cozy with California's wealthy. But when he made that courageous stand on behalf of gay and lesbian marriage, it transformed him. He suddenly became a hero of the left, and he has been ever since. He will always be identified with what his act on same-sex marriage. My guess is that Libby Schaaf will with immigration as well.
Hey, Robert, thanks a lot for sharing your experiences with us.
Sure.
Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf had her own words for Jeff Sessions.
How dare you distract the American people from a failed immigration system that tears apart decent families and forces the workers that our economy depends on to live in fear.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra says he'll continue defending his state's sanctuary laws, but there probably won't be a resolution anytime soon. It could be a year or more before this is worked out in the federal courts. I'm Devin Katayama. You've been listening to The Bay.